You're listening to Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton with Ashley Thornburg, and because it's that time of week, Sue Belcom is here with Main Street Eats.
Sue joins us once a week from her farm outside of Mandan, the Root Cellars Farm, to talk about food. Sue, thanks as always for joining us.
Woohoo, my pleasure, guys.
And there is some food popping up in gardens, in cracks in the sidewalk.
in the driveway.
Right, exactly.
And yes, we would be talking. It's time. It's time for our annual Don't Kill Off Your Dandelions talk. My son actually had remembered that we had talked about this the year before when we talked about this last year, and I thought, let's make this an annual event. I actually have my Save the Bees t-shirt on. I actually found some fabric at Joann's and sewed myself this kind of like wonderfully soft t-shirt that has honeybees all over it. And so I thought I'd wear that today, even though you guys can't see it, can you?
We can feel it.
I imagine it, and it is really bold, Sue.
Well, you know, I have a reputation for wearing lots of color, let's put it that way.
Now, when I was a very young boy, dandelions were kind of celebrated for another reason, too. I mean, a lot of people think they're a weed and all that, and they get rid of them, but I remember dandelion wine.
Oh, even as a child, your mother let you drink wine?
No, she let me imagine it.
Oh, okay. Because I was thinking about that. You know, it was Mother's Day. And I was thinking to myself, I don't have any little kids around anymore. What mother hasn't accepted a wonderful bouquet of dandelions from their toddler?
True.
You know, that is just so heartwarming. But there are so many other good things about dandelions. Like the fact that you can actually eat every part of a dandelion, and that there are places that don't consider it a weed, but rather a common herb that is the first thing to pop up usually. And they are in full bloom at my house.
And if I'm not mistaken, this time of year is good for eating the leaves, right? You want to eat those early in the growing season.
Right. And I learned something just recently, too, that if they're a little too bitter for your liking, if you cover your dandelion patch with a dark cloth for a couple days so that they're out of the sunlight, that reduces some of that bitterness.
Oh, that's the exact opposite for me.
But
I need to be soaked in the sun to be less bitter.
Oh, very good. Yeah, me too. Isn't that wonderful how good the sun feels this time of year?
But you're making salads?
Yes.
Okay.
You harvest those early little leaves. And then, of course, you know that there are certain dressings that are more complementary to bitter greens. You know, like my husband loves that peach poppy seed dressing that you can buy. But I keep telling him not to put it on lettuce because lettuce is not bitter. That's more of a dressing that you would put on kale or dandelions. And you don't have to make like your entire salad out of dandelions. You could start small. And, you know, add a few here or there and see if your family notices. And then you can start adding a few more. And then you could also stir fry them, you know, like stir fried dandelion leaves. And you wouldn't probably want to do vinegar dressing on that, but, you know, something to sweeten them up a tiny little bit. But first things first, you have to be very careful about where you harvest your dandelions.
Right.
You do not ever want to come across ones that have probably been sprayed and maybe haven't died off yet. Or, you know, so we don't spray ours anymore. My husband read an article about how good they are for pollinators early in the spring. And ta-da, now we have dandelions all over the place, which I don't mind at all. It's just something that you have to, like, accept that they're going to grow.
Well, Sue, when you go out on the lawn then, are you picking a dandelion and just gnawing on it while you imagine?
I do the leaves.
Okay.
I do the leaves.
So do you cook or eat raw or which of which or all of the above?
Well, you know, there's like a million different things you can make with them. So like speaking raw, you're talking about salads or pesto. You know, like I make garlic scape pesto. Well, you can make pesto out of dandelion leaves also. Just mix it with a couple basil leaves and your garlic and nuts and your cheese and olive oil, And I love those kinds of pestos with raw vegetables. Those are the best. And of course, you know, I make homemade soap. And so I harvest the yellow blossoms when they're very young also and save those to infuse oil. Now, you can use that for cooking. You can use dandelion infused oil for cooking or for soap. Or you can actually make a dandelion vinegar, which would be a precursor to that dandelion wine, which, of course, might have, you know, the longer your kombucha sits on the counter, the more it becomes more like wine, fine wine.
Mine is always more like vinegar.
Well, you got to catch it just at the right moment, I guess.
What, the base of that dandelion oil, do you want? I'm assuming something very, very mild.
I actually use, a light vegetable oil or a very inexpensive olive oil. And, you know, the inexpensive olive oils are not good for eating. So I use those for soap, basically. And so that's what I use to infuse for my soap making. But if you were going to, like, you could use a walnut oil or grapeseed oil. That's fairly low flavored so that you could put your, and I don't know how much actual flavor you get. You get more of a, I don't even know how to explain that. It's more of a
essence?
Yes, or kind of like the bitterness from the leaves. You know, so you're not really like, oh, I'm tasting a dandelion, but you're tasting that bitterness or that sharp flavor that comes from dandelion leaves. And there's probably a technical term for it, but we don't always have them. So collect the blossoms, too, as early as possible before they have a chance to get larger or begin to seed out. And you know how you can fry squash blossoms? Mm-hmm. You can do that with dandelion blossoms, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, like a little egg batter.
They are one of the earliest sources of food for bees, though.
Well,
so
now.
I usually leave them for the bees.
Me too, except that we have so many.
They can't go to Costco.
They can't. That's true. However, I have been reading, doing a little more reading about that. And, you know, as always, there's two sides to every story.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do see, quote unquote, pollinators buzzing around dandelions. I don't see too many honeybees this time of year. But I've read just recently that the nutritional value of a dandelion isn't the right combo for honeybees.
Oh.
But that, you know, some people say, yes, leave them for the bees. Some people, no, you shouldn't leave them for the bees. But, you know, it's up to you, to make that decision. Dandelions are a member of the aster family, which, you know, there's a lot of good things in dandelions. And, of course, Ashley, we have to have you say the French nickname for dandelions.
Le pissenlit.
Yeah, because they're diuretic.
Mm-hmm. Means pee the bed.
Lots of potassium. If you're going to have surgery, you should be eating dandelion leaves because potassium is good for healing.
Well, let me come from left field here. I know we're talking about food here with dandelions, but it seems to me that the dandelion has been sort of a problem for a lot of people over the years simply because they show up in the lawn, that nice big green expansive lawn, and there's this yellow thing, and then it's gone in a few days. And has anybody ever looked into actually developing a strain of dandelions that like a marigold would, you know, bloom for a while and actually make a nice garden flower?
Well, you could if you wanted to cultivate them. I'm not sure if if you're able to capture a dandelion. You know, like they're sort of wild little creatures. But if you don't want them growing in your lawn, you need to do what the little old men in my neighborhood used to do. Get the biggest butcher knife you can and dig them out by the root. That way you're not spraying your entire lawn and killing off anything else that might be out there. And you can dry those roots and use them for a pseudo coffee or a coffee filler. And, you know, we've talked many times about the zombie apocalypse and the fact that we might not be able to get coffee beans from Colombia anymore. We're going to have some, like, substitutes, chicory and dandelion root. I'm really happy that I know about the dandelion root thing.
And that, if I remember correctly, is better in the fall.
Oh, I did not know that. Isn't it hard to find the dandelions in the fall? Because
once they seed out, they disappear,
kind of, you know?
Yeah, it's not as easy, I guess, but I don't know. Somehow I haven't had a problem finding them.
You'll have to have dandelion markers.
There you go.
Yeah.
What's that growing on your lawn over there? Oh, you know, it's a little like dandelion marker, little red thing there.
We check in with Sue Balcom every week for Main Street Eats. Always a pleasure, Sue.
Thank you, guys. It's my pleasure.